If this were 2018 and the school board was proposing transferring ownership of the PAC to the city, there would be 100 people testifying on the issue. If it were 2018 and the board proposed closing community schools, that would bring another 100 people out to register their opposition. But it's 2019, and Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to cut government spending by $1.5 billion, with $300 million of that coming out of education. The Alaska legislature likely won't buy into the governor's plan, but coming up with one of its own will leave Alaska's cities, schools, ferries, and most state agencies and programs completely in the dark about how much money they'll have to operate, or even if they're around to operate. So the latest work session between the Sitka School Board and the Sitka Assembly was mostly an exercise in frustration and worry. Last week, the board decided to look at a budget based on the same state funding as last year. That didn't sit well with Assembly Member Stephen Eisenbeis.
Assuming you're going to get flat funding, I don't believe is the correct route to go. I think it'd be nice, but I foresee cuts coming from the state. That's very scary to me at this point.
Even in a flat funding scenario, the school board still would have to slash nearly $1.4 million from the budget next year due to projected lower enrollment. The administration proposed cutting one special education teacher to make up the difference, along with drawing $200,000 from reserves, closing the Reach homeschool program at a savings of $40,000, eliminating the community schools contract at a savings of $100,000, paying $50,000 less in utilities and substitute teaching expenses, and tapping the city for another $200,000 in direct support. Transferring the Performing Arts Center to the city, along with its $240,000 in operating expenses, was the single largest cost-saving measure on the table. Surprisingly, everyone seemed fine with it, as long as the school still had priority. This is Superintendent Mary Wegner.
How it really shakes out is going to matter about whether we have any real skin in the game and then can have some expectations around free performances for our students.
The skin in the game would be a contract with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which currently manages the PAC for $112,000. The camp has offered to absorb those costs, which struck assembly members as too good a deal to pass up, whether the PAC lands on the assembly's budget or remains in the school district. This is Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis again.
Whatever entity captures that, someone needs to capture that $112,000 value that is being presented by the Fine Arts Camp. I feel that it would be unfortunate if neither of us could. However, if we take on the Performing Arts Center, we've shifted that burden to the general fund. So what, as citizens, are you now willing to live without from the general fund?
That was also Assemblymember Valerie Nelson's take. Even if the legislature develops an alternative budget to the governor's and trims down dividend checks, she believes that it is all going to boil down to Sitkins deciding what they wanted to live without.
We have this crisis year after year after year. Yeah, this year it's really, really bad. But given everything else that's going on in the community with the imminent closure of Sitka Community Hospital, I see more families leaving, which means less enrollment in the school, and there are just all sorts of things that have to be balanced. And my main concern is the wants versus the needs, and yes, that's an important part of education, but having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom to me is more important.
And finally, the administration explained why state education funding rules would not allow the Sitka District to close one of its school buildings to save money, and in fact would actually increase the deficit. Superintendent Mary Wegner, who's made it clear that she prefers to protect jobs, seemed frustrated that three schools in the Anchorage area were closed after last November's earthquake and consolidated into other buildings in the space of a couple of weeks. Yet Sitka could not do it over a summer without paying a penalty. Said Assemblymember Richard Ween, "So, what you're saying is we need an earthquake?" Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.